down in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
Yeah, so this is us saying goodnight.
Exiting. Yeah, our first ever show, our very long career in college radio.
Yeah.
Starts today.
Tonight. Yeah, our children will be able to say their parents did college radio. Yeah, we're going to be great parents.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, bye. We need to go now.
Thank you for tuning in to WMFO Medford.
Bye.
Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
Now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
MFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
To understand, I'm going.
Hello, this is Eric, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo! Took care of the first part of whatever I'm doing. So this is my show, Closing Time at Applebee's. The reason I chose that name is because of lots of like not a fond memory, not necessarily fond nor negative net memories of Applebee's. It's just that Applebee's is just a place that my parents have always gone late at nights when we'd get really like cheap food, and well, it wasn't necessarily cheap. But anyways, the point is that Applebee's has a special place at my heart at night, and at night is where I find myself. So now we'll be playing music that I commonly listen to at night. It's gonna be literally anything I want. Y'all can complain, I don't care. I'm gonna play it anyways. First, we're gonna start with Kendrick Lamar. I don't even know if I can play this out loud. It's called "Don't Kill My Vibe," and then I'll figure out what I'm doing afterwards.
Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never exists. Feel the changes. I can feel a new life. I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge, and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you? Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Wear it on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it didn't look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is petty again. But even a small light, it can burn a bridge. Even a small light, it can burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stages. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I'm trying to keep it alive and not compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only co-sign what radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in a world, we live in a world on two different axles. You live in a world, you're living behind the mirror. I know what you're scared of, the feeling emotions inferior. This shit is vital, I know you had to. This shit is vital, I know you had to. Die in a pitiful pain, tell me you're watching the chain. It's way more believable, give me a feasible gain. Rather her seasonal name. I'll let the people know this is something you can blame. On yourself you can remain, stuck in a box. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stages. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm winning. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 You ain't heard the coast like this in a long time. Don't you see the long line? And they waiting on Kendrick like the first and the 15th. Threes in the air, I can see you are. Hide your feelings now. What you better do? I'll take your girlfriend and put that pussy on the pedestal. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Walk out the door and they scream it's alive. My New Year's resolution is to stop all the pollution. Talk too motherfucking much. I got my drink, I got my music. I say, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Yo, I'm back on air. Big Kendrick fan. Most of the time. Well, I just recently discovered Kendrick like this, probably this summer. One of my friends, Ethan, if you're listening, which you're probably not, but if you're listening, he just introduced me to a lot of rap, a lot of hip hop, which we may be encountering in this particular queue. Just so much poetry. I had to do a whole project in English about analyzing Damn, and that was interesting just because there's like so much you can pick up just by like learning about like, oh, why did an artist choose these particular words in this particular formation, which I guess is just every type of sentence, right? Anyways, I had something on my mind that I was thinking while I was perusing the systems here, but unfortunately it slipped my mind. I did originally put on my DJ form that I wanted to talk about cryptids, but I feel like that's very incorrect. I am an amateur when it comes to that kind of thing, but I mean, I got 2 minutes until 15 when I'm planning on playing another song, so you know what? Here's a little cryptid tale for you. Mothman. Classic, you know? Everybody knows about Mothman. But just like, it's a lot of the official explanation is that it's a great horned owl. Probably because great horned owls have big eyes, round faces, and they fly, and they're like half the size of a person, even though everyone said it's the size of a person. Like, I mean, cool. It's a barn owl, but I mean, do you really gotta spoil the fun like that? Like, come on. What if it was a man-sized moth that's just like, oh, you know what? I want to take down a bridge. Just real casual, and then reappear like elsewhere and be like, all right, I want to do some bad stuff now. Like, I know it's implausible, but like, what if it did happen, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Anyways, it's still cool, like, learning about cryptids just because it's kind of reflective of, like, the culture where it came from. It's also, like, a pretty good way of studying, like, there's, like, one cryptid. I'm going to switch to another one called the Enfield Horror, which they actually published a paper about. I don't know who it's. I haven't read the Wikipedia page in a long time. But basically, it was a study conducted on the residents of Enfield, Kentucky. And it was, or not Kentucky, I think it was Enfield, Illinois. It was basically like it was described as a three-legged monster with two very tiny arms. Big red eyes, of course, because can't be big blue eyes or big green eyes, big purple eyes. Anyways, and it was said to like kind of hop, and it made like tracks with like a drag on it. And around the same time, someone also, like another, like this person who like lived around the area, said, like, oh, my pet kangaroo escaped, which is the most likely explanation for why this creature had three legs. Of course, kangaroos have two legs, but they also drag their tail around. So it looks like they have three legs and they have two little stubby arms. Anyways, it was a very interesting study just because it analyzed sort of what happens when like everyone, like one person hears about one thing and then like how that story kind of transmits around a community and in turn creates a legend like the Enfield Horror or Mothman, which you could apply the same principle to because nobody had ever heard of Mothman before. Then no one even said like, oh, I've seen like there isn't a very established history of there being monsters, like red-eyed flying monsters prior to the creation of Mothman. But now, like, but after the incident, all of a sudden everybody was saying, oh, Mothman's here, Mothman's here. Same thing with a lot of other cryptids, like the Loch Ness Monster. Nobody was talking about a plesiosaur living in Scotland's, in the big Scottish lake. But all of a sudden, after someone said, oh, I saw something weird coming out of the lake, everyone's like, oh, I saw this. Yeah. Anyways, moving on. This, we're going to get into a little bit of variety. Of course, I'm playing a lot of songs that come from my playlist and hold a special place in my heart. Today is going to be a little bit more random than usual. Later on, I'm probably going to have an actual plan. It's just, I'll get into that later. But for now, we're going to play a little bit of variety. Next is Maybe by the Inkspots. I lied. It was Come As You Are by Nirvana.
Yours is yours, don't. untrue, then what will you do? Maybe you'll sit and sigh, wishing that I were near. Then maybe you'll ask come back again, and maybe I'll say maybe. Maybe you'll think of me when you are lost alone. Maybe the one who is waiting for you will prove untrue. Then what will I do? Said inside, wishing that I were near. Then maybe you'll ask me to come back again.
We're back. So I actually took a Polaroid while I was, Hello. Oh, okay. That was weird. I was staring at one of the volume stabilizer thingies and nothing was coming up. All right. So I actually took a Polaroid while those two beautiful songs were playing. It's just so fascinating to me, just having a Polaroid. I just feel very, you know, unique and special. Anyways, it's very interesting just because I'm teching a show, a theater show, TDPS, you might have heard of it. It's called Ontario Bangers. I'm one of the deck managers. It's very fun, very stressful for the first time that I'm actually deck managing a show. And every night, me, the other deck manager, and the stage manager, we all take a little Polaroid photo at the end, just to, you know, for memories. I also share them to the group chat with a new Polaroid app. And it's just so interesting because the first time we took a picture, just like, it was just our faces and nothing else. I think maybe like my shirt popped up. But each time like we took it, it's just like kind of gets a little better. Our director, Joe Riz, is the GOAT. Every time they take a photo, it just turns out like beautiful. Like this recent one, it was all three of us. We were sitting on like these rock props, which if you go watch the show, which you better, are like they're like all different colors, and they kind of popped up like some of like the little structures that come out of them, but we all came out fully. And in another one, we were like hiding in the tree structures, which again, if you go watch the show, you will see them. And there, we, like, even, like, the clothes popped up. And I don't know, it's because, like, you know, like, the Polaroid has to warm up or something. But it's just so interesting that each time you take a Polaroid, it just, like, generates, like, a unique image. Well, I guess that's what it says online. But I also believe in the power of the uniqueness. Just because each memory is very unique. Like, some nights I'm a little more stressed, trying to find props, trying to make sure everyone is on time. And some other nights, it's a little more chill. It's a little more just run the show, get it done. Tomorrow is our first show. It's going to be very, very exciting. tonight was our preview show, which it's kind of like anything go. It's like run the show, but you know, if something goes wrong, then something goes wrong. But tonight, well, of course, it's tonight. It's perfect. It's like it has to be perfect. It's kind of like, oh, well, close to perfection, as close as we can. And honestly, it's just such a unique experience being on the other side of the table, because I started theater when I was a sophomore in high school, which very fun. I was acting junior year. I didn't get into the fall play. Didn't bother with getting to the musical because it was Legally Blonde, and I thought that I didn't have the vocal range for it, but COVID happened, so whatever. Virtual thing happened for my senior fall play, and then I decided not to audition into the musical because I am a loser. but no, it was also because I thought I didn't have the vocal range for it. Freshman year, I also, surprisingly, I tried to audition for the Interrobangers, didn't get in. So I decided to turn to trying to do tech because I thought it would be a little more easier. I don't have to memorize stuff. Turns out, no, that is very incorrect. You have to memorize a lot more. And you also have to make sure that you're basically responsible for almost everything. And that because the director is a lot more like, you know what, I kind of want to throw that in. And you have to be like, okay, let's write that down. And then hope that the tech person who's on the other, who's receiving this report that you're writing, is going to be like, yeah, we can do that. And within time, this show was a little more special just because if you've been on campus, if you're in any way familiar with theater, you've probably heard Bolt Shad Mold last year. Thankfully, it's cleared up. But that's the reason why Interrobangers was actually held off until now. Anyways, it's just like, it's a very particular show. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of moving parts. It's actually genuinely the first time they're running it. Like, I think there were plans being considered to do the show somewhere else in England. But also COVID happened, so you know what? I think the show is cursed by something. But thankfully, they lifted the curse in time for this year. Anyways, so much going on. Just so many moving parts. Anyways, I'm running out of things to say, so now we will turn to our next song, Earthquake, by Tyler, the Creator.
Oh,
Hello. Hello. Okay. So, fellas, we actually got to read a PSA for as mandated by the FCC, or the higher ups, as we'd like to call them. Pulling over the book right now full of PSAs. And this one goes out to all you Massachusetts residents, whether you're able to drive or not. This is the one. It's for you. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crossways and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signs. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Very cool. I actually have never gotten my driver's license. I failed this summer. And I was taking the classes before COVID. And then COVID happened. And I was like, do I really need to learn? And I mean, I'm from Seattle. So like the transit system is top-notch. And I had my school ORCA card, which meant that I could go on the buses for free, which was so, so helpful. And I never bothered to learn how to drive until I got a job on that's like basically where I live to my job that I got was like 30 minutes by car. I was never going to learn how to figure out how to get there by transit, and neither was I going to force my parents to pick me up. So I was like, you know what? I'll learn how to drive. It's easy. It's the freeway. Turns out you never try to learn on the freeway. It was very, very painful, especially going back because that was rush hour, which was like at 4. And so basically, like, there was one time where I almost got, like, crushed by, like, between two cars. It was very cool. I had the most fun of my life. It was like riding a roller coaster, except the roller coaster could indeed kill you. Do you know that more people die in car accidents than they ever will on a roller coaster? It's true. Look it up. I'm not saying the numbers because I don't remember them. Anyways, speaking of cryptids, I know we were talking about that earlier. On also Halloween, I am planning on being Mothman this year. But I don't have time to make a costume, so I have to do all Saturday night, so that way I'm ready for a party on Saturday evening. It's very cool. It's going to be very simple. It's just going to be, I'm going to hot glue gun a lot of stuff. I'm going to sew some stuff very quickly. Hopefully I have time. I also have to do, like, a lot of other work, but that's besides the point. It's very interesting learning what people have in mind for costumes. Like, some are pretty easy. Like, one of, like, my friend Ethan, who I'm going to bring up again, him and my roommate are going to, on Saturday, they're going to be Marty McFly and Doc Brown, which, you know, classic duo. They're both film nerds, so you know what? It's an easy discovery there. Then Ethan and my friend Rohan are going to be Walter White and Jesse Pinkman. Very, very, I think that's more like, I feel like Ethan only knows, has watched Breaking Bad. And Rohan's doing it for the meme, which, hats off to him. I love that man with all my heart. I never wish any harm upon him. The absolute goat when it comes to these type of things. Anyways, and then I'm over here like, oh, you know what? I'm going to try to make a Mothman costume. Last year I was a beekeeper, if that gives you any, like, idea what kind of person I am. I'm not an entomologist. I'm not planning on becoming one. I'm pretty scared by insects, but that's besides the point. What I'm trying to say is that everyone is unique in their own way. Do whatever you'd like for Halloween, as long as you're not, you know, trying to copy a culture or trying to do any cultural appropriation. That's never a good idea. Anyways, we're going to move on to another song. This one is Heart of Glass by Blondie.
Glass.
Yo. All right, fellas. I'm establishing. I'm like doing a little bit of calculating as to whether I can play some Kanye, both morally and time-wise. And then I popped open the schedule and realized, you know what? I can do it time-wise. Now morally, I understand the Kanye incident. I don't think I've ever agreed with Kanye. Ever since I heard about Kanye, I've always kind of treated him as like in the meme sphere, just like based on like just all like the shenanigans he gets up to, and I just kind of like put him in that box. I used to be able to recite "I love Kanye" because it just found it to be like the most humorous thing. Like, I guess it makes sense artistically, but like also. Bro did not have to chill like on like Pablo. Anyways, I enjoy listening to his music, but I fully understand the controversy. So I will play Kanye. If I am alerted to otherwise, I will not play Kanye afterwards, but I will continue to play Kanye. Just for this once. Anyways. Sorry, I'm getting to that point in the night. This has actually become more of a daily occurrence. Of just me staying up at these crazy hours. Anyways. Sorry, I'm doing a little bit of a Windows XP reset type of thing. Oh, I just saw something really random. Plants vs. Zombies. The original game. I bought it like a couple like I think it was during the summer, or maybe even before, I bought it on Steam. Like, the original game, as well as the Zetan Aquarium, if any of y'all are cool like that. If you're all cool Gen Zers, who played in the 2003s, as all the PopCap games. Anyways, I purchased both of those games. And I realized just, like, how, like, it's, like... Like, okay, so, like, a lot of people will say, oh, this is, like, the epitome of, like, gaming, like, you know, no microtransactions, just, like, pure straight fun. PvZ2 is boring up until, like, the second world where it turns to night and you actually have to apply, like, it's like, applied, like, quantum physics at that point. It's just, like, no, it's like, you know, I'm capping, I'm trolling, I'm tweaking. It's not even like that. It's, like, if World 1 is, like, addition... World 2 is like division, but like by ones, you feel me? Like, it's like a new concept, but it's not even that much difficult. And I've played through the whole game up to the roof level, up to the final level, and it's not that much harder. It's like some game modes, like there's this game mode called like Walnut Bowling, which is hard, but that's because it's RNG. And back in those times, like, nobody cared like if the game was fair to the player. It's just like, I'm gonna put in this funky little mechanic and see if it works out. Same with Insane Aquarium, where like if you like misclick once on like an exploding ball, because the thing is, the game it plays out, it's like a tank, and it's like you have a bunch of fish, and sometimes these aliens will come in, and they usually, like, if they touch like the fish, they'll eat them. Of course, if you don't have fish, you lose because you can't earn money, etc., etc. Anyways, there's also these aliens that shoot out like explosive balls, and the thing is, the way they work is that if wherever you click that, like the opposite direction that you click it, it'll go. So like, you think like, oh, if I click on the other side of like the ball, oh yeah, it'll reflect and it'll hit the enemy, which is what sometimes happens. The thing is, it's sometimes so unreliable that it'll just bounce to like towards it'll go the other way, it will bounce the direction that you clicked it in, so it'll like head straight towards your fish and it'll kill everything. It's like, why, like, this is not the epitome of gaming, bro. This is, like, the epitome of just, like, throw whatever I want in there and call it an artistic project. Anyways, we're gonna play Kanye. Devil in a New Dress. Enjoy.
I love it though, you know? Put your hands to the constellations. The way you look should be a sin. You my sensation. I know I'm preaching to the congregation. We love Jesus, but you done learned a lot from Satan. I mean, a nigga did a lot of waiting. We ain't married, but tonight I need some consummation. May the Lord forgive us, may the gods be with us. In that magic hour, I seen good Christians make brass decisions. Oh, she do it, what happened to religion? Oh, she lose it, she putting on her makeup. She casually a lord, text message breakups, the casualty of tour. How she gon' wake up and not love me no more? I thought I was the asshole, I guess it's rubbing off. Hood phenomenon, the LeBron rhyme. Hard to be humble when you stunting on a jumbotron. I'm looking at her like, this what you really wanted, huh? Why we arguing anyway? Oh, I forgot it's summertime. Put your hands to the constellations. The way you look should be a sin, you my sensation. I know I'm preaching to the congregation. We love Jesus, but she done learned a lot from Satan. Satan, Satan, Satan. I mean, your nigga did a lot of waiting. We ain't married, but tonight it needs some consummation. When the sun go down, it's the magic hour. The magic hour. And out of all the colors that'll fill up the skies, you got green on your mind, I can see it in your eyes. Why you standing there with your face screwed up? Don't leave while you're hot, that's how May screwed up. Throwing shit around, the whole place screwed up. Maybe I should call May so he could pray for us. I hit the Jamaican spot at the bar, take a seat. I ordered your jerk, she said you are what you eat. You see, I always loved a sense of humor, but tonight you should have seen how quiet the room was. The Leo Cone, a Dior Ohm, that's Dior Ohm, that Dior homie. The Crib Scarface, could it be more Tony? You love me for me, could you be more phony? Put your hands to the constellation. The way you look should be a sin, you my sensation. Haven't said a word, haven't said a word to me this evening. Can't get your
bitch, I bet she give your ass a bone. Looking at my wrist, it'll turn your ass to stone. Stretch limousine, sipping rosé all alone. Double-headed monster with a mind of his own. Cherry red chariot, excess is just my character. All black tux, nigga shoes lavender. I never needed acceptance from all you outsiders. Had ciphers with Yeezy before his mouth wired. Before his jaw shattered, climbing up the Lord's ladder. We still speeding, running signs like they don't matter. Hater talking never made me mad. Never that, not when I'm in my favorite paper tag. Therefore, G4's at the Clearport. When it come to tools, fool, I'm a pep boy. When it came to dope, I was quick to export. Never tired of ballin', so it's on to the next sport. New Mercedes sedan, the Lex Sport. So many cars, DMV thought it was mail fraud. Different traps I was getting mail from. Polk County, Jacksonville, right, Melbourne. Whole click appetites had tapeworms. Spinning Teddy Pendergrass, final as my J burns. I shed a tear before the night's over.
God bless the man I put this ice over. Getting Tupac money twice over. Still a real nigga, red coochie sweater, dice roller. I'm making love to the angel of death. Catch your feelings, never stumble, retracing my steps.
I have returned. This is Eric, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's almost over. Also, I realized that I'm the last one here up until 5 or 6. So I may play my last song a little bit over the time for funsies, and because I am going to be awake anyways up until 10. Okay. Anyways, fellas. Funny little fact, both of my roommates, or well, when I say both of my roommates, I mean the roommate that I had freshman year and the roommate I currently have now, my sophomore year, both have their own shows, and I'd like to advertise them because they're awesome. So, my beloved Drew, from my freshman year, he was a great guy. He actually introduced me to a lot of the people I know now, and I'm great friends with. Love him. Drew's party time, DP time, is 1 p.m. on Fridays. Then my current roommate, Sam, the spec, at 2 p.m. TBH. If you like content like mine where it goes everywhere and you get a lot of funny vibes, then I'd recommend Drew's Party Time because it's a little more fun. Sam does a lot of different hosts. So if you like a little more host talk show, go check him out. Also, if truly anyone is listening right now, go check out the Intero Bangers, Tuff's own department show. It's a lot like Scooby-Doo, a little more gay. Well, actually, same amount of gay, just a little more explicit about it. And also a little more aliens. Actually, that's a little spoiler. I shouldn't have said that. Go pick up your tickets at TDPS. I don't know how to do it anymore, but you can probably do it that way. Go check it out. I'm DMing or one of the deck managers, which just means I take care of everything on the ground. While the stage manager takes care of all the lights and sound and basically keeps us in check. Cool person. Also, everybody in there is great. My two of my great friends, David and Ethan, both wonderful people. Awesome and brilliant actors, genuinely funny people are going to be in it. Go check it out for fun. If I haven't said it before, this is Eric and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am here alternating weekends, which means you will not see me next week, but you will see me the following week. If you enjoy this type of content where we go everywhere, I will probably actually have some stuff synthesized. I was very occupied with everything that was going on in my life. But that's not the point. We aren't here to pity. We are here to enjoy vibes. And speaking of vibes, we're going to go a little on the nose next. We got Closing Time by Semisonic. Fun little story about this since we got a little bit of time. My sister... So my dad and my sister have always worked at the same restaurant ever since my sister turned 17, ever since my dad moved us to Washington. And they've gone